Is up, everybody. Mr. International up here in the Heezy. So, haven't talked to you guys in a little while. If the sound quality sounds a little bit different, it's because of the fact that I've got these AirPods now, so I'm doing the podcast with the AirPods. But for your listening pleasure, I may just go back to the hardwired microphone, so you guys can have a better, experience, if you will. So what is up? So I've been last. I've fuck. For those that know me, I am an Olympics aficionado. Like, when the Olympics start, life kind of stops, gets put on hold, because all I do all day and night is be glued to the TV watching the Olympics. And they're inspiring in some ways because I feel like, man, I should be doing something great like that. I still, I should be doing sprinting or something. Now, but that being said, it also makes me feel like I'm wasting my life because here I am watching these people do these great things and I'm not doing them myself. So it's like the best of both worlds and the worst of both worlds. But I just love the Olympics this year. They were supposed to, fuck, I just spit myself. They were supposed to have happened last year, but they didn't because of the fact that, we had the Trump virus going on and they almost canceled them this year too. But they said, fuck it, let's just do it. And I'm glad they did because, who knows how long this will go on and you got to adapt. And it's been a really good Olympics, surprisingly, despite in spite of everything, so many records have been broken. There've been a few standouts. One thing I like about the Olympics, honestly, like I just love the production of how NBC that they'll select a handful of athletes. And they'll really build them up. They'll build up their character, so you really like fall in love with them and kind of like gain a real special interest in some of these athletes. And it means a lot more when you have a connection to these athletes because otherwise they're just a bunch of random people sprinting or racing in a pool or whatever. So, this year, the guy that they built up a lot and who's warranted it is this guy from Florida in the swimming department anyway, Caleb Dressel. And this guy, man, he looks as cool as hell, like tall, white American look. I hate saying American looking, but he's got that white American boy from the South kind of look, tall, decent looking guy. Because but I hate saying that because American is anybody. But anyway, and of course he's got a hot girlfriend, so he's like Mr. Perfect. But this guy seems like a real cool cat. He's just killing it in the pool. Like he won, I forget how many medals he won. Like I think six or seven. Set some records. He was almost Michael Phelps like with some of his performances. I mean, I guess he was. He broke records, right? And Michael Phelps, when you looked at the guy, he was like one of these anomalies the way he was built. And this guy was like that too. Like just. Real, really long torso, wide shoulders, etc. But he was really, really fun to watch that guy in the pool. And one of my favorite athletes in the sprinting department now on land is this girl from Jamaica. Her name's Shelly-Ann Price. And I always watch. I remember watching. Dude, she's been around since I think the 2008 Olympic Games, if you can believe it. And I remember watching her then. I mean, I used to always watch, love watching her because she, I remember she, like, the first time I saw her, she had this really serious, kind of mean look on her face. And then when the cameras zoomed in on her to introduce her, she had this really, like, crooked smile, like, this really huge smile that she was kind of half holding back. And I thought I saw, like, such a warmth and kindness in her. And, man, like, I couldn't believe it. Like, Olympics after Olympics, like, she'd be showing up and winning medals. And I couldn't believe it. Here we are in 2021. And sure enough, she's fucking sprinting for a medal of 100 meter, right? And she actually won. She won, took home bronze. And so she's another one of my favorites. But there are a lot, have been a lot of standout athletes. And one thing I've noticed with this Olympics is, aside from the fact that I really want to go to Tokyo now more than ever, I've noticed a lot of these athletes are lasting a lot longer than they used to. I mean, it used to be that you were lucky if you made it to one Olympics and that was it. Like, if you didn't get it there, you kind of missed your chance because, I mean, who the hell is gonna wait another 4 years and, your body's deteriorating? But man, not the case. Shit has really changed. I mean, you look at how many Olympics Michael Phelps has been in. Dude, there is one girl from, I believe it was Uzbekistan. She's a gymnast, a female gymnast. And why do I say that? Well, that's a huge department because in the gymnastics world, especially the females, they don't last long in that sport. You know, unlike basketball and these days swimming, where you can like, it looks like you can keep coming back Olympics after Olympics. Gymnastics are another animal altogether because, especially for a female, you know, it's really a young girl's sport because their bodies develop. You know, their tits start growing, muscles change, and you need to be really light and spry and short to be a gymnast because otherwise you can't really. If you get too tall, I mean, you can't even really do the bars properly. You risk injury more. And so usually gymnastics is kind of like a one and done, or these days it seems like you might be able to pull off two gymnastics if you start young enough, like Simone Biles did. But this girl, you're not going to believe it, Uzbekistan, I think this is like her sixth or seventh Olympics, if not more, and she's 46 years old, like from Uzbekistan. I'm disappointed they didn't show her performances, unfortunately, and I wish. I don't know. I feel like this year NBC didn't do a great job on kind of like laying things out. Like they spent a bit too much time just saying the same shit over and over again and playing the same sports over and over again. Like today, last night was the Olympics USA men's basketball game against Spain. And I swear to God, I think I've seen it like they played it like four times already. I'm like, dude, there are other athletes that you could build up. I understand we focus on our own homegrown athletes, but there are a lot of really cool stories out there from athletes from different countries. So I don't know why I really wish they had shown her. Maybe I'll have to look it up after this podcast. But anyways, it's been an interesting Olympics so far. You know, they spent a lot of time on the news with the Simone Biles girl, who's a gymnast, and she was they built her up to be like the biggest thing ever, and you know, deservedly so. The stuff she could do is just incredible. And then right where the Olympics started, she backed out of the competitions. She, you know, she got a case of something called the twisties, which in gymnastics language means, from what I can understand, you kind of get lost in the air when you're twisting around. And, you know, unlike a lot, all these other sports, like, I don't know, tennis, sprinting, you know, you can get in your own head, which can affect your confidence, but it won't necessarily affect you swimming. Like you're still going to be able to float in a pool and swim, or you're not going to forget how to walk. But when you look at the crazy shit these gymnasts do, where they're literally like twirling and, you know, spinning and twisting in midair, I don't even know how the fuck they do that shit. Like I don't know how you twist in midair and do all these crazy things. And so, I don't even know how they jump so goddamn high off the ground. Like it's really a feat of magic. But in gymnastics, you can't fuck that up because you know one wrong step and you know it's not exaggerating to say you could literally break your neck and die very easily, right? Like so, you know. So who knows what happened in Simone Biles? Kind of something happened where she was kind of getting in her own head, and she started backing out of the competitions because. You know, wisely, she didn't want to risk injury. And, you know, the big talk of the week was okay, mental health, and these athletes have feelings too, and this, that, and the other. And Michael Phelps was along there because, you know, he's been a big proponent of focusing on mental health with these athletes because it often goes overlooked. So, with that being said, you know, the big story, a lot of focus was spent on her and what was wrong and mental health and this, that, and the other. So, you know, she finally competed today after now that in at least one competition, and so she ended up getting a bronze, and so good for her. But anyways, the Olympics have been really interesting, despite the no crowds, no, you know, audiences, which I'll have to say didn't hasn't really changed watching the sport that much. Like, you know, you still get people screaming in the background and stuff like that, and I haven't really missed, or maybe I've just gotten so desensitized over the last year. With watching wrestling and NBA and whatever, like maybe I've just gotten desensitized completely to the fact that there aren't audiences. So now that there aren't any of the Olympics, it's not really making much of a difference to me. But
Anyways, yeah, that's been my like week. I've been just fucking glued to the Olympics, and my standout girl that I developed the big crush on is this girl named Justine Wong Orantes, and she's I don't know if she's the captain, but she wears like a different colored uniform on the women's volleyball team, not the beach volleyball, but the regular like volleyball you play in a gym. And she's like I think she's mixed, like Filipino, Asian or something. And I don't know what it is about her. Like, she's got this really spunky vibe to her, like really like boss kind of like tough. And I just love watching her in her long hair, like jump around, man. She does some incredible things on the volleyball court. And I'd like to do something incredible to her, if you know what I mean, with my mouth. So, anyways, she's got, dude, the watching the women's volleyball, also fucking, I love it. Same with the beach volleyball. The skimpy bikinis don't hurt at all to watch that stuff. But it's fun to watch. I don't know what it is about volleyball. I guess because I feel like I could do that shit too, and I probably couldn't. So that's what I've been doing all week, kind of like watching these people. And I honestly feel like going to a track, and if it weren't so fucking hot, like 100 plus degrees every day, I may find a track and just like sprint it. Because I used to sprint when I was a kid and I loved it. I was really good at it. But I've kind of built up my upper body more, so I'm not as light. But one good thing about being super skinny, when I used to be super skinny, is that I used to be super, super fast. But then I purposely started adding more lean muscle to my upper body, just for appearance purposes. But anyhow, so that's what I've been doing. So it was kind of inspirational to me. And if you guys are looking for inspiration, I recommend watching the Olympics. Girl I hang out with, she doesn't give two fucks about the Olympics, but then her home country ended up winning like badminton. And I told her about it, and she ended up watching clips of it, and she ended up starting to cry because her home country won a gold. And I was like, "We'll see." And she's like, "Yeah, this is awesome." So it's pretty easy to get hooked on the Olympics. I've been watching the Olympics for years. So get inspired. I guess that's my message today. Find some inspiration. Don't break your back doing shit, and don't do anything that's gonna make you unhappy. But at the same time, don't forget the gifts you have. And try to find those gifts. And it one thing I noticed really interesting about a lot of these athletes is they often don't look like they often look the part of the athlete they are. And so sometimes in life, when you're trying to figure out what you should be doing, take a look in the mirror or analyze yourself. What do you look like you're built to do? Let's go back to these swimmers really briefly. These swimmers like Michael Phelps or this Caleb guy. If you look at them, they literally look like they were built to be swimmers, like physically, right? Like shorter legs, super like non-existent torso, sorry, non-existent waist, I should say, and then like a really wide upper body with long reach. It's almost like they're designed to be in the pool. And so what do? They're in the pool. Or these volleyball players. Dude, one of the female players is like 6'7" for Dominican Republic. 6'7" female. So she's long and she's tall. So she's designed to be in a sport that is going to use her length. And so, not that you have to do a sport, but look at yourself, look at your body, look at your mind. What is it that you're naturally kind of gifted at that you enjoy doing? And you should start maybe focusing on that, because I feel like once you start figuring those things out, magical doors will open in your life to kind of give you the successes you want in that area. And so too often we spin our wheels doing shit that we're not really cut out to do, that we don't want to do. And years go by and we're like, ah, oh, what am I here for in life? And it's like sometimes the answer is just staring you right in the fucking face. And so now with that being said, that's why part of me is like, I like talking and I like giving advice to people. And I thought, let me start this podcast. We're up to like almost 2,000 listens already. And I don't have a huge listenership so far, but I know if I keep pushing this, we'll keep building and we can get there. And maybe that's my gift, I don't know, but or maybe not. But that doesn't matter. You got to try, right? So that's kind of why I wanted to talk today. My obsession with the Olympics, the female volleyball player that I'm in love with. Don't worry, I'm not stalking her. I think she lives in Germany anyway. And that's kind of it. So thanks for listening, you guys, and we'll talk to you guys on the next one. Take it easy.